Dave and Jay versus the world.
Nice.
Oh, my fault. I thought.
Fuck. Welcome to another episode of Cobra and Bond. And I gotta come straight out of the gate. But the very first thing that I have to say is, it's so good to see you having survived coronavirus.
First of all, let me just go ahead and clear the air, because I got an awful lot of people texting me.
Yeah, you got a big support group.
They were like, oh my God, did you have corona?
Yeah, and man, it's crazy.
No, I did not have fucking corona. There are things that first of all, I want to apologize,
yeah.
Okay? Because but there are things that are out of my control.
Like one COVID-19.
Not COVID-19. Like getting sick.
Yeah.
It was the change of weather. I work outside, okay?
Yeah.
And I got the sniffles.
Hey, let me tell you.
And now, let me just tell you this.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
we live in a world.
What was that?
That was just to clear my throat.
Is that what that was?
I was getting a build up of rage in my throat. So, we live in a world now where it's safer to tell people that you have gonorrhea or chlamydia than a cold.
Sure.
Because it's like, you cough and it's like, they people turn around. Dude, I like hocked up a little phlegm and they were like, and I was like, don't worry, guys.
Well, just before the show started.
It's just the clap.
You hocked out a phlegm ball into the trash can, the size of a baby born chipmunk.
No, into
your trash can.
It wasn't that big.
It was
Come
pretty
on,
big.
Man.
And you know, it's fun to joke, but you never really got tested.
Well,
you never. It's so
there are
simple.
Things that here's the way I live my life.
Uh huh.
Quarter mile at a time.
Right.
Okay. And
right on the edge.
And I just didn't feel I had COVID.
Well,
I didn't. I looked at.
Now
first of all,
make,
wait.
You're going to make me do
I
this.
I looked at the list of symptoms.
Yeah,
and
you
I
had every single fucking one.
Didn't,
didn't
have one of them. But I looked at the list of like cold symptoms, and I was like, boy, wow, I got pretty much every one of those goddamn
we're
going to
go
things.
Ahead and. Did you have a cough?
No.
You didn't have a cough?
No.
No, huh? Did you have a sore throat?
Yes.
Didn't have one, you just said. And already two into it, and we found one that you had.
That's 50%.
Did you have fever or chills?
No.
You didn't have any muscle or body aches?
No.
What did you have then?
I had a sore throat.
Sure, that's one of them, yeah.
I had my nose was running.
Okay.
And my eyes were watery as shit. All
right. Did you have an inability to wake or stay awake? Did you find yourself having new confusion?
That's my day-to-day.
Just new. That's Alzheimer's kicking in because your boy's getting old.
Dude, first of all, I didn't have diarrhea, which is a big one.
Usually just have diarrhea.
I was eating Cheerios
the
whole time.
What's that?
Just putting down Cheerios.
What you do.
My new thing is Cheerios, maple Cheerios, and cinnamon Cheerios. You mix them together.
Sure.
Slice up a banana in there.
Yeah. Why don't you just go ahead and get rid of the regular Cheerios?
Shut up.
Hey, man.
No.
I don't understand the regular Cheerios. It's like, hey, here's maple, cinnamon, dog shit.
Nope. Maple, cinnamon, banana slices,
maple,
almond milk.
Maple, cinnamon.
You're welcome.
Cardboard.
Nope.
It's regular
delicious.
Cheerios.
No, it's good.
Tastes like cardboard. So if you didn't think that you had COVID,
nope.
Right?
Didn't have COVID.
Why were you so terrified
to go
and get that test?
I'm lazy. That has nothing, no bearing on whether.
How many CVSs do you pass whilst working on the road?
100. First of all, look, I went.
You could stop.
I went on the thing because
get
my
yourself
brother,
a rain energy.
It's true.
Pop in.
That's another
COVID
thing.
Test.
I was drinking, you know, some coffee and some rain when I was not feeling well.
That seems
well.
Like not a good idea.
No,
it
it's
seems
a good
like
idea.
You're...
I Googled it and they were like, some caffeine is good for you.
Okay.
A little bit of caffeine.
Yeah.
Not a rain energy
because
has
you were experiencing.
Milligrams.
Fatigue.
Nope.
Fatigue is on the list.
I'm experiencing fatigue now, and I'm not sick.
That's because you're coming down from
the
COVID. Well, listen, man, all I want to say is it's good to know that you pulled through. I did have a little bit of a moment where I played a thought experiment in my mind, and I said, what if Jay really got COVID?
I think about what if people die all the time.
That's what I thought about.
I always go, how am I going to carry on with life?
It fucked me up.
Stephanie died in a plane crash.
It really... I thought that if you died, it would be no sweat off my back, right? But when I started to once it became...
I honestly think if I died...
Yeah.
The next day...
Yeah.
we'd lose half of our followers. Our listeners, they would just go down the toilet.
Yeah, but then...
They really... A lot of the notes I got is, boy, do they like me.
Yeah, that's not... Well, listen, and then we'd pick up and a whole new demographic.
And you know what the other side of the notes are? What's boy, do they not like
no,
you.
No, that's not true. You're just making things up here. Listen.
Nope.
As much
facts.
As I do like to joke around, I did run the scenario through my mind, and I did get filled with a bit of... You know when you go into deep thought, you play a hypothetical too far, and then you do get a bit of actual anxiety because you're able to put yourself in that position and feel for a brief moment what it would be. I was filled with a significant amount of sadness because it does feel good. This feels good.
You want to know what's crazy in my mind, how I think?
Sure.
Is that week that we took off, I saw other people releasing podcasts and their show, and I got upset because I'm like, motherfuckers, they're pulling ahead of us now.
Right.
That's how competitive and crazy I am in my fucking mind.
Yeah, well, when we stop, so should everybody else.
It's like... I just thought, I was like, dude, that's how crazy competitive I am. It's like I root for people's success 99% of the time, but that week that we just took off, and I was like, oh man, hope something happens to those motherfuckers too.
Yeah, hope somebody else gets COVID. You're over here wishing COVID on
people. Hope your mom gets in a car accident.
Oh my God. Hope that funeral falls on your podcast day. Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, I mean.
Hope you actually get unwanted pregnancy.
I hope you go to start the cameras and shit your pants.
Something. But yeah, that's how crazy competitive I am. That I want it like I thought like, oh shit, these people just pulled ahead of us. Now we have to have the best show ever.
Yeah, yeah. Well
should have got some fire breathers on here.
We should have got
Tiger.
Some whistling Nancys. Dude, a couple of whistling Nancys for the show.
Did you ever light those fireworks off that I gave you?
No, Shelly fucking stole them. Shelly stole him.
You son of a bitch.
I kept him at the shop.
That's a box of fireworks.
Yeah,
bro.
I brought him to the shop because we have a little space where we could do stuff like that. And then one day they disappeared, and he said I didn't want a spark from you know whatever grinding metal to hop in the box and set off all the fireworks.
No, well played, Shelly, with that. But I mean, you know, give them back.
Yeah, for fucking sure, give them back. You son of a. Thanks for reminding me. I'm gonna call him out on that shit. Maybe we'll have a little bit of a Halloween fireworks show or something like that because Halloween is right around the corner.
Oh, just I don't know if we had that bowl last time, the little new tchotchke bowl that we rang the podcast in with. So remember how we were saying
who the fuck knows what we're summoning when we're
well at East Meets West, that bowl was $147.99.
yeah,
eBay,
you didn't,
or Amazon rather,
yeah,
$27.
Really? And it looks exactly the same quality as one you would get from East Meets West. East Meets West is pulling the wool over every fat bitch's eyes in New Jersey.
For like a fucking like alternative Western medicine, you know, relaxed.
Sure are making a buck over there.
They're really butt fucking you on those prices.
They seriously are. It's
they don't
a
play around.
Racket. It's a racket.
And
if
also,
I've ever seen one.
Shout out to our boy Bougie. Dude. Because our cars came in.
This, to me, is the coolest. He got me a little 1972 baby blue Bronco.
And I got the 72 Chevelle, baby.
How fucking cool is that?
Candy
Thank you.
Apple,
it is. It even says it 4x4, 1972, right on
the
bottom
there.
Dude,
he did a beautiful job. My dad
awesome
was looking at them the other day. He was like,
I bet you he's
where'd
jealous.
You guys get this?
Yeah, he's jealous.
I was like, dude, one of the guys that listens to the show does these little die-cast cars. Dude, I was playing with mine on the
How
video.
How cool is this? My kid tries to touch this, I'm going to slap the shit out of him.
That's
this
why that's
awesome.
Staying here.
Hey,
yeah.
Wait.
Nope,
this
staying
is
here.
Super. It's probably better off if it stays here because it'll
for
get
sure.
fucked up.
He sent a bunch of like other like little cars for Jack and stuff like that.
And we saw his face. Handsome Bougie works
yeah,
over
tell
there.
You,
looks like a dude we'd like.
It looks like a dude that I would like, yeah.
It certainly does.
There are some guys that listen to the show that I don't know if I'd like him if
yeah.
I saw him. But
some of them got a face on him,
I
too.
I like your face.
Yeah, he's a good-looking, sharp-looking dude. Did a little unboxing video, and it's just good to put a face to the name.
Yeah, I
good
like
good to
his
put
face.
A face
got,
to the bougie.
He's got kind eyes.
And he does look bougie.
Yeah.
He's a bougie-looking dude.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's a bougie-looking dude if I've ever seen one. Thank you so much for those things, though. Because
appreciate
those are
it, man. Love you, dude.
Awesome.
Shout out to Bougie.
These
check
are some
him
of
out.
The coolest
his
things.
Page, he actually has abilities.
Yeah, he does. These are some of the coolest things. I'm not gonna lie, yours is fucking slick. Can
no,
I touch
I know
it?
Mine's
too bad.
Cool. I know he cool. liked mine a lot more.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Looks like you put really.
Hey,
put
Bougie, let us know
on
which
one
you enjoyed making more. All right, and don't be afraid to hurt anybody's feelings.
Also, thank you for the support from people who really were actually concerned, thinking I had fucking COVID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you did.
I wasn't sure if they were concerned or they were just like, hey, you know, when are you guys going to entertain me, yeah. clowns? No,
they weren't. They were like, hey, COVID's really put a damper on this summer. Looking for a reason to celebrate. Are you really going to die?
Jay, so does that mean Steph will be single?
Is that what that means? It's a couple of thick CrossFit boys out there. Looking for a gal.
I know. I would almost bet it would be somebody from the inner circle of our friends.
That's how it always is. It's always your own. You know, that photo that you posted of her where she looked shredded.
She was
fucking
diesel.
Steph could have broke a neck.
I was training for my kickboxing fight around that time.
We
were just one ready to go couple.
Just a couple looking to fuck people up. Just the wrong couple to bump into. You look like if you taught her jujitsu at that time, she'd have fucking squeezed someone's head off.
Life at you. Mwah. Dude, she was shredded like a julienne salad, man.
Well, but it's good to have
your body.
Back.
You can't do that kind of shit forever. No, you definitely can't. She's training like she was a physique model, and that's just like her every day.
Well,
you know,
as a low-level athlete myself, I can speak to
I'm
that.
Sorry, wait a second. I was looking at my notes. Did you just say you are a low-level athlete?
As a low
What athletic
level,
thing have you done in the last 2 weeks?
Well, I do have a bit of tennis elbow from...
Not playing tennis.
Why do they fucking... You know, it's such a disrespectful
it's
term.
It's a real...
It's a thing,
it's
right?
It's a gay term.
It is, and what it is it's like the tendon.
It's not masculine.
It's certainly not masculine, and it's like the tendon is starting to tear from the muscle.
It's a real brutal injury, but it's just such a femme name.
Tennis, just playing a bit of.
It's not like you got like that's a forged steel elbow. You know what it happens when you.
What do they call it? Muay Thai elbow.
No, nothing
about something cool.
Tennis elbow. No, bro.
Oh, put too much.
That's what you
backspin
get.
On that ball and threw my elbow out. Well, what actually happened was some of the guys at the shop getting a little ornery and tried to challenge your boy to a foot race. And so Shelly wanted the first go. Shelly said he looked me dead in my eyes, just sitting there smoking a cigarette, and he goes, I think I could beat you in a fucking race.
As he takes a long draw off his marble
That's exactly,
red.
And I respected that. I respected that kind of an approach to the situation, to which I rebutted, you're a goddamn fool. And he said, let's do it. Now, initially I said, we're at work. I'm in my work stuff. Yeah. My boss comes
in. You want
to
be ready, yeah.
Yeah, my boss walks in.
Throw some money on the table.
Shelly goes to my boss, I think I could beat Dave in a fucking foot race. My boss goes, let's do it.
There you go.
So, we walk into the back. We got a nice stretch of grass across the back of the shop. Yeah. And your boy wears steel-toed boots. Of course, took those off.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to run in steel-toed boots. I need
Kenyans
traction.
Kenyans don't.
Nope, that's
Kenyans
right. They don't. Some of the fastest... And I learn from
that's
Kenyans.
Right.
I watch and I learn.
That's right.
So, I took the old boots off. And they made fun of me. They said, why are you taking your boots off? I said, I need traction. Need
That's
proper
right.
traction. And I'm also not going to run around with 2 pounds of fucking steel on my
exactly.
feet.
Exactly. You cut the weight off right there.
Right there, right? There a little bit less drag.
That's
right?
it.
Right? So, of course, we do this equivalency of the 100-yard dash. I don't really...
100-yard dash is far.
All right, so maybe it wasn't a 100-yard dash.
It had to be maybe a 40-yard dash.
It was the length of a...
50-yard dash, that's normal. Because
I don't really,
A 100-yard dash is a full football field.
I'm way
You're
better at that.
It's going to take like...
Oh, a full football field is 100?
17 seconds for you to run that.
Huh. This took about 10 seconds. So probably
so
about half
probably
that,
about
like 50 yard?
40, 50 yard. Yeah.
So we do this, we'll call
I
it
mean,
the 50
I mean, I ran
yard.
A 5.3.
I don't know. You could just throw numbers around me. I don't know what that means.
No. I
don't know what that means, though. I don't know what that means.
I ran a 5.3.
That's 5.3 seconds?
During my kickboxing camp.
Okay.
And I increased my, dude, I had almost like a 46-inch vertical jump.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
Vertical's an interesting thing, because you could train that.
Did you not see the pictures I posted? I was burying that dude with fucking flying knees.
No, I didn't see. I thought you meant if you were actually taking videos of you doing the vertical.
No, your boy was in, like, legit shape for that kickboxing fight. I was fast. I was explosive.
Well,
I was
I'm
ready
in,
to go, but nobody wants to hear about me. Back to you.
Yeah, please, back to me. Low-level athlete, always in shape, right?
I'm talking Smoked about him. Just... A great story, but go ahead.
No, it's fine. So what happens
How
is
your end? You right. beat a guy smoking a cigarette. Well, I beat a former Marine in combat.
Well, listen,
but
man.
But go ahead.
All right, I don't see. No, this is not fair.
No, they
okay?
want to listen to your story.
Because you've got all kinds of physical achievements, and now anything
you're
that
a
I
low
say
level
is,
athlete.
I am a low level athlete, and I demand respect from you. And you're gonna drop the fucking tone while I tell my story. Okay.
Okay.
Now listen.
I'm sorry.
I smoke Shelly, right? Fucking smoke him.
Great
he
story.
Falls. Shelly falls on purpose. He dives into a hay bale that was there. All right.
You dive. To get that extra couple feet.
No, but Shelly was, it was a calculated one. Shelly didn't fall on purpose.
You can't teach that kind of tenacity.
Well, let me tell you, this 50-year-old ex-meth addict, I call him that because he's missing a few of the teeth. Now, so am I, but it's for different reasons. I just didn't take care of the chompers.
Sure.
He smoked a lot of meth, rotted his teeth out of his head. I'm just making assumptions, really.
Yeah.
But he decides that he wants in, and he's talking fucking trash, telling me about all the accolades that he
achieved.
John didn't
want to get in on that.
No, John didn't want to get in on that because John is not an athlete. He's not now. I'm a low-level athlete.
Well,
John's not an athlete
John,
at all.
John recently... Said he's gonna headbutt me.
That John did threaten to headbutt you unconscious. All right, now we'll get to that.
You can't beat Dave in a foot race.
You can't. Nobody can beat Dave in a foot race. All right. Now what ends up happening is, of course, we want to run this back. My second sprint with this toothless ex meth addict who talks all this shit about the accolades, the achievements, and back in high school, by the way, when I was in high school, I love that. Right. When I was in high school, I was on the fucking track team.
He still got like records at St. Mary's. Dude.
Living through those dreams, though, living vicariously.
All over
through
those
his
mountains
past.
Over there.
Well,
yeah.
he starts to list his accolades, and of course your boys come.
Most
cool.
of them are in track and field.
Uh-huh, of course. And he decides that he wants to engage in the foot race. And so, yeah, long story short, this nearly 50-year-old ex-meth head takes a shirtless spill into the gravel. A shirtless spill.
But I'm almost positive he was completely unscathed.
Because
they have
he
like
bleeding.
Sandpaper.
He was bleeding pretty bad. He lost a couple of layers there.
Watch out for the hepatitis, bro.
Now I am I'm competitive.
I'm sure he's a sweet guy though.
Well, I am competitive. And there's a thing that happens where typically
see how competitive I am. I didn't want to lose in podcasting.
That's right. That's right. Now we're a couple of competitive Nancys.
I really am.
Right? So
I don't like to lose.
I typically have a lot of empathy when people embarrass themselves. I don't like seeing people embarrass themselves. It fucking hurts me a lot. It doesn't matter what it is in any field. If you embarrass yourself in front of me, I'm going to try my hardest to pretend I didn't see it. And I didn't fucking flinch when this
Not
dude
when you're that close to victory, bro.
Ate a fucking liter of gravel.
Yeah.
I didn't flinch. I just smoked him. Walk past his body on the ground and strap the boots
level,
back up.
That's the low level.
That's the
low
level athlete in me. That's right.
Your desire for the gold.
I just walked over, put my fucking boots on, and said, "And told you so."
If you can only do that in a higher level of athleticism,
no, mine maxes out right there. Low level is where I max out. The
not
highest
even
level that the highest level of athleticism I'm ever going to achieve is low level athleticism, and I'm happy right there. I'm happy enough
not
to
even
know
moderate athleticism.
No,
keep it low level.
No, because I know that at the top of the food chain I fail, but if we're looking at the bottom of the food chain,
yeah,
I'm a competitor, and I'm happy enough with that. Yeah. I'll take that, and I'll back away. There's no reason for me to reach for the stars and then
did you
fail.
Help the guy up at least when he fell?
Fuck no. And I didn't realize that until a while after.
Learn it. Even low level guy should have it.
I kind of got ornery. I got a little ornery. He ate shit and I walked past him. Whoa. Like he was trash.
You
should have
walked over him like just
I did.
Stood.
I stepped over his fucking body, looked at the blood and the dirt, and kept it moving.
Just like Stylebender last night with Paul
bro,
Costa, bro.
I'm very
just
mad.
Just gave him a little hump.
I did hump.
Yeah.
And you know who I saw?
He gave
him
a little butt hump.
I saw Jeremy Renner in the comments being like, what an athlete, but a terrible winner. Somebody
Hawkeye?
Should teach you. Yeah,
Hawkeye. You need to shut the fuck up right now.
How dare you, Hawkeye?
He believes
he's an Avengers level athlete.
He's like, you don't. I got my quiver on me. Right
that's
now.
Never how
he,
a hero he, wins.
He reaches.
As soon as he saw that hump, he reached for the quiver.
And it's like, oh shit. Not
son,
the,
oh, wait. I'm a fucking actor.
Hey,
whoops.
I'm Ronin now.
But how do you do that?
I got a shaved head and a sleeve of tattoos.
A dude just won in a tremendous way. A dude like Stylebender, who is just a tremendous fucking. He's the arguably greatest striker currently
dude,
in the UFC.
He's arguably the him and Anderson Silva right now are the weights that we've seen ever.
So
awesome. You can't argue that.
I love
him. Now it's an argument of who the better one is going to be and the legacy that he's going to leave. I believe it's Anderson Silva still. He beat literally the who's who of everybody.
But, I mean, there's still time. There's
he's got time. Exactly.
And he's so young.
And he's cleaning out the division.
Yes, he is,
he's
man.
One of those champions that reminds you of, like, Anderson Silva in the sense that he's like, I'm taking from 1 to 10 out.
But also the charisma.
Guys are going to have to start coming up or moving down to come see me. Or I'm going to have to go up.
He's got the, you know, English wasn't a first language for Anderson, so he was never able to really develop his star much.
He got me, too, with that Ricky Martin thing.
What Ricky Martin thing?
After I'm done with you, you're going to be Ricky Martin. You're going to look botched.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. Does Ricky Martin have bad plastic surgery?
I don't know that.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He fooled me. He's beautiful.
He's just saying things. That's Stylebender off the cuff.
I love the way he says it. Butch.
He's Butch. A bad motherfucker, and he's got the ability, and he's currently doing it, to build his star so large. He's got so much charisma, so much personality.
John steps into the octagon with him. He KOs him.
You think
so? 3 minutes.
I would still like to see that fight.
John
and I would be heartbroken.
Him unconscious.
I would be much happier if it went the other way, I think. Not that I hate on John Jones for all the shit that he's done.
No,
he's an animal.
John from Crazy House.
Oh. Oh, my bad. I forgot about it. Well, you know, John doesn't back down. He doesn't back down. He's
the
told
guy's
me that
got hard. I'll
he's
give
got
it to
hard.
Him.
He's an animal. But yeah, man, after the foot race, we decided to take on a new endeavor, which was arm wrestling. And
yeah, I'm a pretty good arm wrestler.
Well,
not for nothing.
I thought I was, too. I just don't understand the rules of arm wrestling.
I was like, I used to do it for, like, drinks and stuff like that at bars. I would set up a whole thing, and we would just boom, boom, and start arm wrestling. I got beat by some black dude from Pennsylvania, and he was, like, telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm an amateur.
Still
like,
holding that grudge, huh? Still looking for that. Hey,
never let
black guy from Pennsylvania.
If you're watching, I've been practicing.
Jay wants a scratch back. Yeah, I
want my 325 back for that Coors Light.
There's a thing. Shelly goes, do you want to hold hands under the elbows? Like one
hand. Hold dicks.
I didn't understand it. I said, no, I don't want to do
mine,
that.
Grab mine, I'll grab yours.
And so I just go one arm, and I think that's what's up, and my left arm is just dangling.
No, you definitely need to
I didn't know that.
Brace that on
and
something.
And Shelly thought that I was holding on to something because he couldn't see my hand. So he grabs something and fucking sends me, dude, and just, and that's how your boy got fucking tennis elbow. And tennis elbow is a stupid fucking terminology.
It's a pretty lengthy injury, too. It took me a long time to get over my tennis elbow.
When you aggravate it.
Or as I like to call it, rotor elbow.
Yeah, rotor elbow. Muay Thai elbow. We're going to start calling it Muay Thai elbow.
Thai elbow.
That's
what
it is. Thai elbow. But yeah, man, it does a number on you because when you try it, sometimes if you aggravate it too much, the strength is simply not there to summon to lift a thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's not even like you can push yourself and hurt yourself. You can push yourself and hurt yourself, but the strength isn't there to summon. It's a unique fucking injury where it saps the strength from you. Like very much like when you kicked me in the leg and my leg stopped functioning. It just wasn't there anymore to hold me up. And then I fell into your arms and you had the decency to hold me and laugh in my face, but my leg stopped working.
What are friends for?
That's right. Kicking the shit out of you, leaving you with permanent hip injuries, which by the way, in boxing recently.
Now, I'd crack your femur, dude.
I don't want any of that.
You know what the thing is? I was like, when I was not feeling good, man, I was just thinking about like just the power left my body. It was
did it feel that way?
It was this feeling of like kind of scared. I felt kind of like helpless.
Because
when you called
and
you were like, John got your glove, I was like,
bad timing.
Wow, bad timing.
Bad timing.
I didn't feel like how I usually feel.
Right.
You know, I felt like...
I feel like at that time, me and John could have showed up and we could have fucked you up.
Definitely.
We could have beat your ass. We could have had sex with you.
Probably. I honestly still think my jiu-jitsu, I still think if I wrap you up. But I felt the power leave my body and it made me scared and I was like, oh my God. But now...
You feel 100% again?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've been training.
When did it come back?
Oh, motherfucker.
How long did it last?
3 days.
Three days?
I was sick 3-4 days, and then I felt 50%, then 70%, then like two more days after that. I'm about 100% right now. I'm doing my 15 3-minute rounds again. I'm doing my, you know, five-minute rounds. I'm putting all the work back in. I didn't really lose much.
Did you work out while you were sick, or did you give yourself the rest time? That's smart.
I gave myself
I didn't expect you to do that.
4 days of absolute just complete rest.
I thought you'd try to be an animal through it.
Was like, are you going to train today? And I told her no. She's like, there's no fucking way.
You're looking like shit.
I feel good.
You're not the animal that I
know.
That I'm used to.
I know. Now I'm peeing in the corners of the room again.
Yeah, marking your that's what that smell
like
is.
Goddamn tiger.
Good for you.
I feel good. Yeah, so if anybody wants any of this.
Any of the sauce.
Go ahead and just give me a call.
That's right.
I'm 100% again.
World Star Hip Hop.
I feel good, man. But that was scary, that feeling of, like, powerlessness. And
sure.
And I was just, like, wondering, I was like, man, like, at the end of, like, somebody's life, that's the feeling they're going to have?
Yeah.
I don't want to feel
You're
going to
feel
way.
That. Yeah. God's going to take it all from you. He's going to take it all.
Yahweh?
Did I say God or John? John's going to take it all from
you. John ain't taking a motherfucking
yeah,
thing
man.
From me.
But after the...
I have so much shit written down.
I know. What do you have?
Oh, Dave, you're camping. You went fucking camping.
I did go camping.
Yeah. How were those dirt steaks?
They were just fine.
You know how I eat my steaks? On a table with a nice plate.
You couldn't hang in the woods, bro.
I'm not.
You couldn't hang in the woods.
I don't want to just get somewhere and go, okay, well, here we are. Let's fire up the grill and get some dirt steaks going.
That's pretty much how it is, yeah. There you go for a hike.
I don't want to do that.
My wife decided.
Hey, you want to go for a walk? You want to eat some food in the dirt? Nope. Yeah. Don't want to do any of those
I don't know.
Things.
It doesn't sound too bad.
I don't walk anywhere. I got a car. And then when I eat food, I'm not going to eat in the dirt.
You can't drive in the woods, Jay. We went to the woods. We went to nature to decompress, to take in.
And eat some dirt steaks.
Mother Earth, to be at one with the planet, to step away from all of this, the hustle and the bustle and all of
the hustle and the bustle.
Do you like the hustle and the bustle?
In madness,
yeah. What are you hiding from? What are you hiding from,
John,
Jay?
At the moment.
That's good. I'll give you that.
I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a camping guy. Like,
sure.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to be 3 days out in a fucking tent, just smelling like shit, eating food in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, just
it's there. The things that you're describing that are the problems, they are in fact the problems.
Yeah,
but there are upsides, like just being able to. There's something about sitting in a seat, and just staring at a fire and listening to nothing. It's weird. Fire is oddly hypnotic. I don't think, you know, some people go, this is a primal thing. Fire is a primal.
You know what's really nice? Watching the warm glow of a television in a climate-controlled living room
that
on a couch.
Nice. I'll give you that.
But you stay watching those fires in the dirt.
It's nice, all right?
Enjoy that.
You know what it does is it also forces you to just talk. There's nothing else to do but to talk to each other and you know, so the same thing that you enjoy about the podcast where it's just me and you just shooting the shit for a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's a good time. You don't really get to just sit down and do that with people.
Yeah.
That's the way it happens camping, too.
Well,
there's nothing else to do.
But, I mean, you were just with your wife and your son.
Yeah.
I do that with my wife at the end of every day in bed. It's
right.
It's one of my favorite times.
Yeah, just
get
sitting
a little
down.
Snuggle. Just get
talking.
A fucking talk.
Yeah.
Try to make her laugh a little bit.
Well, it's also cool because
it's just
little butt rubs.
It's my
trying
thing.
To yeah. Just trying to get in there.
Trying to push up on her.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean that's when I come alive. Not hey, you want to drive 3 hours out to somewhere to watch a fire and talk
I'm
for
sorry,
a few
Jay.
Minutes?
Hey Jay. 4 hours.
4 hours.
Four fucking
to drive
hours.
Out to the middle of nowhere to talk for a few minutes
now,
and looking at a fire.
I love my wife, right? I love my
Netflix.
Before
right
I
now.
Say anything negative, let me
That'll keep the bad energy.
Let me get the
away.
Energy right. Okay. Now I do love my wife, right? She's awesome.
Careful.
Now
you're gonna walk a fine line because she does listen to this now.
Yeah, she does. She does. And baby, I love you.
And if you need somewhere to go,
yeah. Now, Jay,
you come over here anytime you need.
You son of a bitch.
To lick your wounds.
No, you son. Now listen to me, man. All
just
right.
Say it.
My wife is a sweetheart.
Beautiful.
I couldn't
Beautiful
be
woman.
Happier. But when I give her the reins.
Yep.
To find a camping spot.
Yep.
To book a camping trip. I simply don't expect her to book a place 4 fucking hours away.
Should have just gave her one. Just to let her know you don't do this anymore.
Just a stiff backhand.
Just run across the temple.
I mean, look, man. There's beautiful places all over New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I got to give it. It's real
easy.
She
picks one in Ohio.
4 hours in
dude,
what the
you
fuck
get
is the name
Virginia
of this place? Not Ichabod.
Hours.
It's Oh, that's, I can't even remember the fucking name of it. Someplace 4 hours upstate New York. Now, it's real easy, babe, if you're listening, for you to book a 4 hour trip north because you're not driving.
You know, honestly, 4 hours, I do 4 hours comfortably. Because I'll do 2 hour drive to Vineland, 2 hour drive back.
Well, it's 8 hours.
My job is driving.
Because it's 4 hours
like,
one way.
Yeah.
4 hours
well,
back.
I'm like Optimus Prime. I'm in the truck more than I'm not. So like
right.
I'm pretty
you
comfortable.
You basically
driving.
Are part truck.
Yeah. I'm Optimus Prime.
You are Optimus Prime.
I'm a leader. Well, you're definitely, who do you think you are? Don't you fucking say Bumblebee.
Well, no, who's
the balls
who's,
on
who's
you.
Hotshot? Hotshot? Is the Hotshot, yeah. The one who talks the most shit. Because that's what I do, right?
You're
I can't.
You're kind of like that. You're kind of like, you're kind of more like a Decepticon.
Because, but no,
you're
bro,
kinda like
you're
Starscream.
Fucking, you're Starscream.
You're Starscream.
You're part fucking evil.
You're
I'm 100% altruistic good guy.
Negative.
I'm fucking Optimus Prime.
First of all,
you
I'm
are fucking Megatron, bro. You fucking Megatron, bro.
In the movies, in the movie that is your life, you are not Optimus Prime.
Bro.
You're that guy with glasses at the end of number 4 that nobody liked. That took the elevator.
I'm sorry, you talking about Mark Wahlberg?
Not Wahlberg.
I'm Mark Wahlberg,
you're
bro.
Definitely
I'm
wrong.
Mark. I'm Marky Mark, bro.
With that shirt
I'm
on.
I'm always the good guy.
With that shirt on, you
what
are
shirt?
Kind of Marky Mark.
I'm handsome as fuck. This
yeah,
is a beautiful
remember,
outfit.
Remember how
I was
going to
wear my new Adidas, but they didn't
he
match.
He had the leather jacket and the thing.
No, because I didn't
but
watch
anyway,
Transformers 4. Who
I
the
did.
Fuck watched Transformers 4?
I did, and
that
guess
just
what?
Goes
you're
to show
Mark
you
Wahlberg.
That you're Megatron, bro.
Nope.
Because only an evil piece of shit would waste his time with a piece of trash film like Transformers 4. If you didn't tap out after the second one, you're a fucking monster.
No way, dude. They were good. They're all good.
They're not all good.
They're all fun and entertaining.
The second one was tight as
you're
shit.
You're such a piece of shit. Whatever. You can't enjoy robots coming to life and entertaining
you. You call yourself like this media, like, oh, I watch all the... You watch mostly trash.
You don't watch...
Oh, did you watch that movie I told you to watch, by the way? The Vast of Night?
Nope.
Well,
oh, wait a second. That's with this guy. Tom Holland.
I didn't... No. No, it's a kid that kind of looks like Tom Holland. It's an alien movie. And it was about basically when the shit was popping off in the 50s in Nevada, and there was this small town, and the thing that was so...
Oh, I gotta watch it. No.
It's great. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but yeah. Just imagine living in a fucking town where absolutely nothing happens your whole life, and the highlight of the entire town's week or month is the local basketball game, and all of a sudden, there's shit in the sky. Imagine what your life would feel like all of a sudden if nothing ever fucking happened.
It'd kind of be like going my entire life and not watching Transformers 4. I understand what that feels like. You understand what that feels like, don't you?
No, dude.
So, I'm not. I'll watch Vast of Night.
Watch
though.
The
I'll
Vast
give,
of Night.
I'll give it a shot.
And I watched something else.
Also,
I
my brother told me to. He recommended that I watch The Day the Earth Is Still.
With Keanu watched, Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said, I think you would appreciate it now more because you like the alien thing.
Yeah. You're into it. We're into it right now.
I think I'm going to watch.
We're going to tell you every episode that we're into the alien thing because we're into the alien thing.
I'm into the alien thing hard right now, but I am kind of... I was listening to Lex Friedman and Fravor.
Okay.
Lex Friedman is an interesting...
Yeah, he's an interesting
weird
cat.
Weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's real monotone. He's kind of like... But he got that Rogan push.
Yeah, yeah, but I think he's I think he's really intelligent, really interesting dude. I think without Rogan though, you might not have known that he existed because very monotone, kind of
he's a
not
fucking,
boring, but he's funny too. I think
he's got his
funny.
Doctorate in like a couple things, his PhD and a few things. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's an interesting dude.
Yeah, that's the one you don't see coming is that he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
That's the kind of one I do see coming. I see like savants like that in fucking jiu-jitsu where it's like the kid doesn't talk and
like
he just
Rain
rolls. He's yeah, like Dylan Dennis. Dylan Dennis. He was like
called Dylan Dennis Rain Man.
No, I'm calling Dylan Dennis just Dylan. I like you, but no, he was like that in the gym. Coach Ash.
Yeah,
he remembers Dylan Dennis when he was like he would cut school and go fucking train and everything like that, and he would just be there all day. Speaking of this shirt, King's Kimono. He's affiliated with them. This
yeah,
is
it's a
shirt.
Tight shirt.
This is the one that I did the unbagging.
Little
for.
Unbagging. I yeah. like that. That was
you hit
nice.
Me up. You were like, we need content. I was like, I got you. I'm about to unbag these nuts.
Yeah. Well, that's not. Oh my god.
Phone's going
oh
off.
Oh my
piece
god.
Of shit.
I just left my fucking ringer on, and I'm so very. Oh look, it's Pip.
Yo, speaking of that that Lex Fridman thing
yeah.
and the whole Rogan push, I was like, I was like watching like this thing on like Rogan, and supposedly because of something that he said or
all the trans stuff. Yeah, he did a podcast recently. The transphobia
thing, which I really don't think he is, dude. No. I think he's a really open-minded dude, and I don't think he gives a shit about anything, really. No. It's like, you want to be trans? Cool. You want to be gay? Cool. You want to be this? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
It's people's own assumptions.
And then it's like people's own insecurities and own, like, you know, things that manifest, and they feel like they need to, you know,
get outraged about it.
Yeah, because like they're like the Spotify people, they want to ban him on Spotify. But
it's not that they want to ban him, it's that employees of Spotify.
Do you think that comes with like, here you go, buddy?
Yeah,
dude, it comes with so much.
Well, it's not Spotify, the company that wants to. They don't want to censor him. It's the employees. Some employees are threatening to strike if they don't drop Rogan, which.
They don't give up.
You guys are replaceable. Yeah. Rogan's not replaceable. You guys are replaceable.
He's getting like 10 million views.
I love the assumption that people are racist or people are bigoted or people are transphobic. Why don't you fucking ask him? Because if you ask him, he's going to say, no, I'm not. I had a thing like that happen the other day where the Kyle Ritterhouse situation, we talked about it. It was the young guy with the AR-15 who shot the guys in the riot. And there was an extended video released.
Yeah.
And it showed some interesting shit, by the way. It showed Kyle earlier on when it was still daytime scrubbing the graffiti off a building.
Yeah.
It showed Kyle later on running toward a burning building with a fire extinguisher when he was attacked and when they ended up having the shooting happen or when he ended up shooting somebody. But I thought, because it was interesting to me, it's an interesting subject. There's so many nuances to the subject. It's very complicated, I think. It's not a cut and dry, Kyle's a bad guy or Kyle's a good guy.
I would just ask people, like, do you think that you know the entire narrative from seeing one clip of a guy shooting a guy?
Yeah.
You're seeing this much and then of forming something that happened.
Dead, like an opinion with a bow on it.
And then for you to draw your own opinion, like, okay, this absolutely happened. He's a racist piece
of shit.
He's
a piece of shit, yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, you're seeing a snippet.
Well, here's what happened.
And that's actually, like, most of all this stuff.
That's what all of it is.
You're seeing this much. You're seeing an action and a reaction. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are bad reactions. I will give it to you. But you need to understand whatever the action was. It could be as simple as, like, you know, that guy was black, that guy's a racist. That could be the action reaction. Or there could be some actual something in there.
Well, this is how this weird shit played out, right? I posted this video. I didn't say anything. I just posted it, right? And then I had a couple of close friends start to comment on it. The first one was assuming that I was agreeing with it, but they weren't too abrasive. They were just like, is this stuff that you agree with or whatever? But then somebody hopped on without me responding to these comments yet and said, I'm disappointed in you. This kid is not a victim. He's not a hero. Blah, 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 blah. And I said,
But he is a human being.
Well, check this shit
out. I mean, you do live in a country where you're entitled to some form of like trial. You know,
it's
like you're just seeing that and that. That's all you're seeing, those two things.
Yeah, and that's a weird thing, and I'll get into that in a second. But what my big takeaway, first and foremost, was nobody asked me what my opinion on the subject was.
No, they're just going to draw their own conclusion, and then they're going to tell you you're a piece of shit.
I mean, before to use even, phrases
before
like,
you even like, you know,
I'm disappointed in you. There was also a phrase used, I expect better from you. Now, the person who did this, I'm actually good friends with. And
First of all, shout out to all our brothers and sisters out there, because it is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Hispanic Heritage Month.
You're
right.
Goddamn right it is.
It is.
And you know what?
We're celebrating with our luchador mask.
Yeah.
No
you got
finer.
The luchador mask, and you got two half-breeds
here. That's right. Couple of mudbloods.
There you go. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month.
I just can't believe that
Dominic
you would,
Reyes, sorry, buddy.
That you would go and throw these things around without even asking first, like, listen, there's always time in the future to say you're disappointed in me. There's always time in the future to call somebody a racist or a bigot or what have you.
That's always
Let's
the
first start
reaction.
By racist. Asking, what is it that you think about this situation? Start there.
Nobody wants to have a
Nobody
discussion.
Wants to ask any. It's so quick. Like, I always think that, and maybe it's a naive thing in my mind, but whenever somebody is accused of being racist and articles are written about them, I go, well, why don't you ask them? ask them if they're racist. Hey, do you believe in inferiority or superiority based off of race? No?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because, like, one of my best friends, he's a full-on Trump
racist?
Supporter.
Oh.
No.
Nothing wrong with that. For some reason, that's equated with racism, too.
Oh, dude, immediately it's like, Trump supporter? What, are you racist?
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude, that's... No, but he's a full-on Trump supporter, and I'm really not. But I'm also really not heavily
not
invested
anti.
Into either one of these candidates. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix what is broken in this. But you're just going to keep using this primitive, archaic system until, I guess, another... mega power, you know, arises, because if we know one thing from history, it's that, you know, kingdoms and like, you know,
civilizations and such, yeah,
they rise and fall. Yeah. Leaders like this, you know, it's America this, you know, it's Alexander the Great this, it's Genghis Khan this,
right?
It's like, look, man, it's like, yeah, you're proud to be an American and shit because you're on the, what I guess is the winning team, mm-hmm. right now, but I mean, a couple years down the road, if, you know, China becomes the winning team, it's like, what is the world going to look like then?
Well,
you know?
I said to this person, I was like, you shouldn't be disappointed in me. I was very careful not to fucking get snappy and weird. But I said, look, don't be disappointed in me. The only disappointment there should be is if there can't be a conversation had about these sort of things. Because that's where we are right now. If you have an opinion that varies from somebody else's, there is no conversation to be had. There's only shouting insults. And albeit, I am disappointed at you, is not like a huge insult. But it's already tipped the scales so that you feel negatively about me. Instead of coming from a point of neutrality and having a conversation and finding out whose ideas are right or wrong, because that's the only way that you can find out if your ideas are dog shit is by having a conversation with somebody who can show you why your ideas are dog shit. Instead, these people who think that they are right, instead of speaking civilized about it and having a debate and then coming to terms, they just shout the other person down, discredit them immediately.
Fascist!
Yeah. And what does that make you do? That makes you hold your ideas inside and then double down on them. So if your ideas are truly wrong, they never got to get out into the world and have competitive ideas, you know, to have debate and find out whether or not they had any footing to stand on. And instead, you kept them inside and you doubled down and you only went to people who share the same ideas as you and lived in fucking echo chambers because the other side only wants to call you shit that you can't even come back
from. Also, let's not forget, in order to have an opinion or have a voice before, you would have to put in so much work to rise to a level of authority or power to have an opinion, like a Malcolm X or a Martin Luther King. And it's like, I want that person to represent me and my opinion. And
they
it
did
should
the work
just
to
be
get
one
there.
Guy speaking to another guy who represents an opposing opinion.
Yeah.
Not everybody has a voice now. Mm-hmm. Every fucking person with the phone has a voice, and they're going to shout their opinion at the top of their fucking lungs.
You know how I've never been accused of being racist, but I imagine it's got to feel really gross to have to be like,
I don't
I'm
think
not
I ever
racist.
Have either.
Yeah, I've never been accused of it, but like, imagine having to defend yourself. What's that sound like? No, funny. I'm not. I have black friends. I love black people. I know Asian people. Like, it must feel like dog shit to have to be...
To have to justify how you're not a racist.
And it's such an unprovable thing, by the way. How do you prove that you're not racist?
Because I got a black friend. The hell does that mean?
And then somebody goes, well, you got one.
Yeah.
I got three. You're fucking right. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck, man? It's such a weird thing.
I am so much not as racist as you. I got three black friends.
I don't want to say that it's by design, but it feels like these... labels.
The one guy with an Indian friend, Native American is just like,
I got a Puerto Rican obviously. Friend who chills with a lot of Indian people. So,
no,
how
I'm
about that,
about
motherfucker?
Native American.
Oh, Native Americans.
The first people.
Those aren't Indians, bro.
No, I'm sorry. Native
That's
Americans.
Right. Lando Lakes figured that out.
Yeah, we live in a weird time now,
it's
man.
It's upsetting, man. It's upsetting because you can't talk about shit anymore. You know, like, you said that you're not really, like, I know a lot of people that aren't into politics at all, that don't have an opinion either way. I kind of feel like that might be because the terrain is so venomous and poisonous.
Nobody
and
wants to get involved in that.
So
it's like you're seeing, like, a dilapidated house. You're like, do you want to come in here? No, I'm fucking good. I want to stay away from whatever's happening over there.
As soon as I walk through the door here, I'm gonna fall through the floor.
Yeah, if I go in there, I know there's gonna be a problem. I'm gonna keep me in mind just out here.
But it's so terrible because we're talking about topics that are incredibly important to the development of our country. And the terrain is such that nobody wants to even talk about it. Because as soon as you talk about it, it becomes a shit show.
You know who wants to talk about it? People that want to get into arguments.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys
should be... But we need to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, but you need to have people that are willing to actually have some form of discussion and not... And the perfect thing is watching that one guy on YouTube, like, Donald Trump isn't a racist, prove me wrong. And he'll sit down at these college campuses.
Oh, yeah.
90% of the people just want to sit down there and call him a piece of shit and try to stop him. And there is, like, one in very few that will
that
actually
has an
have
an intelligible argument.
Just have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
You know, just they're and that, I think, is really becoming more like his point is that you just want to censor me and kick me off your campus and do that because I have an opposing opinion, as opposed to you wanting just sit down and talk with me.
That's what's the... All right, so the conversation, you don't want to have it because it's it's so riddled with terrible feelings and negativity. And then when you do have the conversation, if you should end up being wrong, and sometimes it's not even just about being wrong, you'll end up being censored. We're talking about... You know, arguably the fate of the country, something so important, and it is damn near impossible to have a conversation about it because I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot.
No, I don't.
But I need to talk to you to find out if I'm wrong.
I definitely don't think you're wrong about this, but also I completely understand because once like political, like, so we're going to have the birthday party here.
Yeah.
Shout out to me. It's my birthday Saturday.
47. Big 47.
36.
Man.
Well, okay. Only 36. Right. So, you know, everybody's going to come. I have a bunch of friends that don't really know each other and stuff. But, you know, the common interest or the common person is me amongst everybody.
Sure.
And, I mean, most of the people that I associate with have like-minded views. But, I mean, you got a guy like, you know, my boy Pip who's going to come here. And he's fucking, you know, a staunch Trump supporter. He's probably going to be the only one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know? I am
but
friends.
But it doesn't make him a bad person or a piece of shit. And you, when somebody brings up, like, politics now,
yeah,
I'm kind of, like, on that end where I want to put that fire out before it even starts.
Yeah.
Because that is the fastest way for people to get upset and everything like that. And the only thing people understand after that is an ass whooping.
Yeah, well,
it's
I'm
like,
sure
that... You gotta be quiet, or I'm gonna beat the living piss out of you. Like,
I'm sure that Pip has come to terms with the idea that if you are an open Trump supporter, you must also be...
Who knows?
You have to be an I-don't-give-a-fuck type of a character, because you're not allowed to hold that opinion, societally speaking, without being kind of aggressive about it. Kind of like, this is my stance, fuck you, fuck your feelings, I don't give a shit. Because the other side, if not, is going to try to take a dump on you.
Oh, yeah. And the first thing that gets done, you're racist, you know? It's like, come on with
that. I am friends with Trump supporters. I am friends with people that abhor Trump.
Yeah.
And I think that if you are a person who hates him entirely, you are not friends with anybody that supports him. You live in an echo chamber. To me, I kind of feel
I think you should know a couple people like that that support that kind of person, because if not, that means you're the people that you're choosing, you're way too comfortable.
Yeah, growth exists outside of comfort zones. But
you grow as a person when you start putting in different ideas, different cultures, different people into your life.
I would pride myself on the idea of having a bunch of people.
A diverse crowd of friends.
Cut from a bunch of different cloths with a bunch of different ideals that still manage to get along somehow.
Absolutely.
Somehow that just went out the window. And it's, you know, I don't want to harp on it because I feel like it's kind of a almost a bummer.
Definitely a bummer.
But I just want to say, man, if you are the type of person that makes it nearly impossible to even have a civilized conversation.
Go fuck yourself, you piece
fuck
of
right
shit.
Off.
I thought you were gonna go. I thought you were gonna go. Jay, now wait
no,
a second.
No, I fucking
that's
agree
exactly
with that.
What we're telling you.
That's it. I do, because this is something that's so important. right? But so many people have opted out of the conversation because it's a dog shit conversation to have. But you've opted out.
They only
out.
Want to opt in when we talk about, like, legalization of marijuana.
Yeah, that's a safe place to talk about.
Legalize all drugs and defund the police.
I don't agree with any conversation that is unsafe to have. That's fuck that. Well, fuck you, that all day.
You know what's funny is, because I got sick before and I didn't get a chance to tell you
coughing,
about this.
You're coughing your COVID all over the... disgusting.
I was listening to the Kennedy Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
And I was listening to them talk and I was listening to Tim Kennedy and stuff. And you know what I've realized in that entire discussion when they started talking about the political and the army and mm-hmm. all that? I realized that I am going to bow out of this conversation because I am ill-equipped to answer or retort to anything yeah. that's said.
Yeah.
Because when you talk about, like, balancing budgets and all this, I'm like, I'm gone. Yeah. I have no idea mm-hmm. what you're talking about, how to do that properly, how to make sure people are happy, and that the military is well-funded. And it's just – but I can understand – I can – you know, a wise man doesn't understand he's not wise. It's the same thing here. It's like – I understand that I don't know, and yes. I have to only really stay in my lane with anything mm-hmm. that I know. But even then, there's like, if you talk about this over here in politics, it trickles down and it would affect
into everything.
This.
Everything, yeah. It's that's just what crazy. I'm talking about. It's the like, most important topic.
And I'm just so I can't even.
Well, that's why I didn't
I'm
vote.
I'm just so ill-equipped to. To even discuss yeah. most of it, you know?
But that's
and
fair.
I don't
want to
be the guy who screams out the rooftop like, you know, racist or...
Yeah,
you know,
something retarded.
I don't want to be that guy. Yeah. I want to, you know, if we're going to have a conversation about this, I want to have some kind of, you know, insight and well-articulate thought.
But it's a dense
about.
Subject
but I just
to
feel
try
that
to...
I'm so...
Ill-equipped. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. But that's being fair and being honest. I didn't vote back when it was Trump versus Hillary because I just didn't have enough information. And I thought to cast my vote would be irresponsible because I didn't know anything. And I still don't know anything. I know way more than I did, and I still don't know shit. But it makes you wonder, when you see people shouting from the rooftops their opinions either direction, you kind of go like, I know you. And you're an idiot too, just like me. What makes you so comfortable speaking so adamantly?
Brashly
from your position. I kind of feel that old. Like, I remember when it was a 2000, when Obama was getting elected, and my boy John was going to Rutgers, and he had some pretty girls show up to his dorm and go, hey, we're going down to vote for Obama. Do you want to come?
Yes.
And everybody but my boy John, because John's sharp as a tack, was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And they all went with these chicks, even though, how old are you? 18. I was fucking retarded at 18 years old. For me to have any say what direction the country would go in is a crime. What was that?
That was a Google that just went off in the kitchen when you asked something. Also, could be the sleep paralysis demons.
Could be the sleep paralysis. Yeah, please, let me, real
Let's
quick.
Let's get another
Let's
one.
Let's Clint. Be gone, sleep
Dude,
paralysis demons.
Speaking of sleep paralysis demons and getting off of this fucking topic
yes,
that
yes,
is
please. Let's do that.
Politics.
Guide me out of these woods, please.
Stephanie, like... She goes, hey, how did you sleep the other day? And I go, I slept good.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, because every time I got up, you know, just to, you know, go to the bathroom yeah. or get a what? She's like, you were just rubbing your shit out of your dick.
Oh, man.
I was like, wait, was I like beating it or was I like over the pants handy?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I don't know, but you were just going to town on
going
your
to town on
every-
the hog.
I was like, wow. And I had a dream about that girl, Jessie Jess, the MMA fighter.
Jessie Jess.
She was in my dream, but it was nothing like sexual.
Well, you're
there was nothing
you're,
sexual
you're
about the
over
dream.
Over the pants.
I'm just jacking off.
Rubbing
violently
Jesse
all night.
Jess, the MMA. I gotta see who that is.
MMA. Jesse Jess.
No, not Jesse Jesse. That's like a fucking Disney Channel thing, huh?
I forgot what her fucking last name is. I don't know. She's pretty cool. Chick.
Going
she's
to town on the old dong though.
But
huh?
Yeah, I was just ripping my dick off in the middle of the night, dude.
Let's see. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's a cutie pie. Good
so,
for her.
Stephanie's like, so how'd you sleep? And I was like, wow, I really went that hard on my dick all night. I know that I was like,
oh, dude, she's a smoke show.
I was kind of, you know, doing the bed humps.
Yeah.
I remember waking up to that, you know, but I don't remember, you know.
Jess, is she a UFC fighter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She just beat the shit out of some girl. Beat her up real bad.
Oh,
that
dude,
fight right there, actually.
Those fights last night, though. I'm so upset. Did you manage to stay up?
Oh, I stayed up for the whole thing.
Did you?
I was watching Reyes.
I saw he got knocked out.
Just touching on this real quick.
Sure.
I don't know if you, that kid that opened up, I think, the card. I can't think of his name, man. But he was the guy from a few fights ago that Daniel Cormier was asking him, like, hey, how do you feel, man? You feel good? And he's like, man, I got to go to work tomorrow, bro.
And he was crying and
like really upset. And he's like, I can't do shit, man. You know, and then what happened was he wound up getting a fight of the night bonus. Dana gave it to him, so it was an extra $50,000.
Damn.
So he quit his job the next day, dude.
Oh, what a gangster.
And then just like that, he just beat that one. Let's see. Kai Kara France. He just beat Kai Kara France. So he's in like the top 10 right now, dude. He's making a real big splash in the bantamweight division.
What did I see? I saw them all, dude.
I saw everything.
This
dude,
fight?
Jan Blachowicz there. Jesus, that guy's got power.
Yeah, he cracked the shit out of him, right?
He kicked Reyes twice in the ribs that it just welted up and everything. And I was watching it with my brother, and I was just like thinking to myself, like, why isn't Reyes pulling the trigger on like a straight left? You know, nothing, because Juan was like using like a flurry and like switch stancing to like, you know, power in. And Reyes just wasn't pulling the trigger on anything, man. He just, his movement wasn't there. Like when he fought John, he very much fell into like Jan Blachowicz's game plan. He slowed down. He stayed in front of him. But yeah, that was a beautiful fight by Jan Blachowicz. And our boy, Polish kickboxing Matt.
Yeah.
Mateusz, who listens to the show, he's like, he loves that guy. So it's
because
like,
he's Polish.
The
Polish
power,
that's Polish
bro.
Polish power, baby.
He's got that Polish power, baby.
Hey, and then, you know, I did see the Diego Sanchez, Jake Matthews fight. And
Jesus.
I don't know, man. I just kind of felt. Now, listen.
Diego Sanchez is a weird dude.
Can we say all the respect to Diego Sanchez? He's a veteran. He's been around a long time.
Yeah, he is.
Don't disrespect me with that body. Don't step into that octagon looking like that.
The hubris on you.
That was very insulting.
First of all, you don't have to be muscular.
I streamed that fight.
You illegally streamed that fight and you're body shaming.
I may have. Now, I'm not body shaming him. I'm just saying.
Who went in there and gave you three hard rounds and was throwing up submissions off his back in the third round?
He's got it.
Trying to win?
Unfortunate build to him, is what I'm saying. Is that fair? Is that true?
Now,
do you agree?
Yeah, now.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right. You agree. He's got an unfortunate body.
Oh, dude, do you not remember the nightmare when he was bodied up at like 185?
No, but I would like to see that, what he used to look like.
Put Diego Sanchez 185. He was a giant. He cut down, I think, to as low as 145. I saw him on
a
pre-fight thing.
Oh, dude. Is that him?
That's him down there,
dude.
That's when he fought at like 45 or something.
Shredded. Look at him, looking handsome and healthy.
Yeah, now he's batshit crazy.
Look, he was thick right here too, huh?
Did you see,
that looks pretty good. I mean, he looks muscular. That's old.
That's a 185 picture. Yeah, his guy that he trains with, Josh, whatever. I forgot his coach's name, but
okay.
He chases guys around the octagon with a knife.
What the fuck?
I swear to God, I cannot make this stuff up.
Well, that's what the PTSD is. What's done that? He's got something going on. His body looks really bad, man.
Well,
he
just does yoga and gets chased around by a knife now. He doesn't
really do a lot
of strength conditioning.
I mean, it clearly is not the
but
way.
But, yo, he had a good fight, man.
He looks great here.
He fought three hard fucking rounds. He was throwing up submissions in the third round. And then the fight with
look at this
Adesanya
tough nine finale.
Costa?
Look at him bodied up in the tough nine finale, bodied up,
monster,
shredded, bro.
So yo, Costa and
I wish I would have seen that, man.
Costa and this guy,
yeah, Izzy,
yeah, Izzy, Adesanya, dude, he went in there and put a motherfucking clinic on that guy.
How many rounds did it go?
One and a half. Dude, he went in there and was just ripping that leg. Acosta was very, like, tentative and didn't pull the trigger, didn't rush forward. And then he was talking a lot of shit, like, come on. And then he would, like, smack his leg, and then he would say, meet me in the center of the octagon.
Yeah, that's what he wants to.
It was just really weird.
Well,
man.
I said
and
that it was going to be.
And then Izzy just put a clinic on him and finally wound up clipping him with his hands.
Was Costa aggressive? Was he coming forward a lot?
Not at all.
No?
Paulo Costa was just very happy with standing in the center of the cage, getting leg kicked to fucking death. And also, what was weird is a couple fighters missed weight by 4 pounds.
Really?
4 fucking pounds.
Did you see Izzy's titty?
Yeah.
It looked like it tore.
Yeah. Well, they were also saying like...
Like it's steroids.
That's what he's saying.
That he's cycling off.
Gynecomastia or whatever. Where,
he had a titty.
He's got that titty on. And do you know what his rebuttal was to that?
I saw it. He was like, why are you looking at my titties?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he tore something. I thought it was like a somebody said a torn pectoral muscle. And I thought maybe that's what was going on.
Might have been. Or could be gynecomastia.
I would like to see what a torn pec looks like, because that would be interesting if it resembles that at all.
Let's keep looking up things that nobody else could see except you.
Well, you know, if anybody wants to. Nope, that's definitely. Yeah, look. That kind of looks like it, doesn't it?
Not really. No, it looked more like gynecomastia, dude.
You think so?
Could be.
I hope not.
I don't know. I like my superheroes not on steroids, you know, and he's one of my favorite fighters right now.
He's the shit.
He is it, dude.
But like I said, I like him for his personality too. I like that he's
good looks.
He kind of looks like an old Nigerian man.
He does kind of.
He does look like somebody's Nigerian father.
Would you hook up?
Would I kiss him? I don't think so. No,
if you had to kiss him or Diego Sanchez, who would it be?
I think Israel. At least we could talk about stuff. We can connect. Like, what would you talk about with Diego after you kissed him? That'd be fucking weird conversation, huh?
He'd be like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you use a knife?
Yeah, can you use a knife when you can?
I'm not really into that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, we could talk about meme culture and shit like that. Have a good old time. A laugh with Israel, perhaps.
Yo, but he looked great, dude. He fought such a smart fight, and Costa just looked like he... He just, I don't know, man. He didn't look like the Costa of old. He didn't run forward. He didn't let his hands
How
fly.
How long has Costa been around, though? Not
tentative.
Very...
He's been in the UFC for at least, I think, six fights.
Six fights, yeah.
He's like 4-0 or 6-0 in the UFC. Or he's got a hell of a
record,
man.
I thought he was 13. No. He's like 13-0. Isn't he
13-0? Yeah, he's like jungle fight. He was like jungle fight champion over in Brazil.
Yeah, now he's
13-0. He's got a pedigree, man, you know?
Yeah, and he's also bodied the fuck up.
It was great fights, man.
I'd rather kiss him than Israel. Israel looks like somebody's disappointed Nigerian dad. Paulo Costa is
beautiful.
He's a beautiful man.
Looks like he's carved out of stone, motherfucker.
He's shredded. He shreds
hands down, best body in the game.
I was looking at old pictures of me being shredded, and it made me a little sad.
You know, I woke up this morning to you sending me a picture fully nude with your wiener tucked between your legs. Mm-hmm. And not bad.
I'm doing all right.
I got to tell you, the body's not bad.
Yeah, but if I pull up that picture of me being shredded,
you
be like,
really got to start doing something, bro.
I have.
Because you're going to be that old guy that just like is working strong, but you have
I don't want
zero
that.
Definition.
That's what Shelly
body.
Is. Shelly's got
working guy strength.
A lot of hand strength, a lot of just arm strength, you know, because it's constantly manipulating shit.
Yeah,
like
with the
steel, you constantly have to. But I don't want that.
I follow the videos on Crazy House. There's some crazy shit, dude.
We do a lot of fun stuff, man. We run around that bitch with Nerf guns and clap each other in the...
And John, he does all this with you guys?
No, John is... he's got his own bay because he's not the funnest of guys. Although he did lick my ear the other day.
Well, there you go. He's warming up to you.
He is warming up to me. I mean, I think he likes me. I just, you know, it's very personal. It got into my personal space. I forgot to tell you that I stayed after late one day to work on the car before the camping trip.
Uh-huh.
Just new tires, oil change, brakes and rotors, shit like that.
Yeah.
And when it's all done, I go to back out, and the boys are still sitting there having a few beers, chopping it up. And I hear somebody start talking about dick size, right? They're talking about dick size. And I chime in, and I shout, 6.5, 7 on a good day.
Solid. It's a solid dick.
Well, I was met with ridicule.
Really?
Disbelief.
It's a powerful dick.
And insults. And
are we talking seven hard or seven flaccid?
Seven flaccid, but that's cheating. It's cheating. It's like get a boner, fluff it out, let it rest. You know, it's a procedure to get it there. It's you're taking notes. You gotta get it hard. You gotta fluff it out.
Soft dick is nobody measures soft dick.
Yeah, well, it ends up being the same as a boner in the end. But what ends up happening is I say this, and they turn around, they go, "Fuck you! It's four and a half." Da da da. And I've had some drinks.
You don't look like a 4.5-inch dick guy.
Well, this is just, we're just being mean to each other at this point, right?
Okay.
But I...
Just joshing
around with the boys. But I... There's a lot of things that I could live with. What I can't live with is having jokes about a subject that are simply inaccurate. Inaccuracies are things that I can't live with because I'm all about facts.
For sure.
And the truth.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes
to the bottom of it,
to the penis,
yep,
there's only one way to settle it. So I shouted, "What's your fucking phone number?
Okay.
I'm sending you my dick.
Send it."
And they said, "No, you're not." And
you airdropped it.
And your boy grabbed a picture, sent it over, was actually promptly made fun of for my bush.
Hey, real man got... Oh, so the way I do my bush, I call it the Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. I leave some pubes on there, but I take the buzzer and I shave it down to like a number one.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like when Hugh Jackman is getting out of the water.
Come on, man.
It's Hugh Jackman.
No, come on, man.
I call it the Wolverine.
This is nothing against you.
Is your dick your darkest part of your body?
It certainly is, but I can't really see my asshole.
Nah, I imagine your asshole is purpley, brown.
We have pictures of pulled up pictures of torn pectorals, and it's all purpley brown.
It's kind
of
like a torn pectoral is what your asshole looks like.
For the people listening, I just want you to go ahead and Google Hugh Jackman. Now, Jay.
Hugh Jackman Bush, yeah.
There's nothing against you, all right? This isn't a stab at you.
Yeah, I got a vicious V. But you gotta Google Hugh Jackman getting out of water.
Okay, fine. Oh, I know the picture you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not saying that my bush is as powerful as Wolverine. I'm saying my bush is
That's a weird unit of measurement.
Well, here, do a full view of what his...
Yeah, Hugh Jackman getting out of water is a weird measurement.
You still got some hair down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I call it the Hugh Jackman.
God, what a fucking stud, huh?
If my dick was Hugh Jackman, it would look more like...
With all those ridiculous faces. I'll tell you, that man is God bless him. God bless Hugh Jackman.
Oh, he is an absolute dime.
Yeah, if I could die and come back as anything that resembles Hugh Jackman...
It'd be Hugh Jackman's asshole.
Yeah, at least give me that. But I did. I went and I sent the picture. I got made fun of for the bush. And I didn't really... I didn't do a lot of maintenance... But I also don't do a clean shave either. I don't like a clean shave. It just spiky and itchy. You know what I mean? That when
you
the hair first grows
to,
back,
you definitely need to fade down that thigh hair, though.
Well, see, that's
your
the problem.
Your hair grows from your kneecaps down, then from your thighs to
below my hip,
and then your belly, and then it looks. Your hair grows. You look kind of like Austin Powers.
All right.
It's kind of gross, I'm not going to lie. Belly hair, like hard belly hair.
Yeah,
you know what I saw when you sent me that picture?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
You saw my man pussy.
No, I was thinking, I was like, oh my God. Cindy sees that and goes, I want that inside of me.
That's what she says.
And I couldn't believe it.
Well, you know what's interesting?
And
she says it a lot. She goes,
I
like you. I like the hair on you and everything.
That's because she don't know
like
any better.
If you dated an
Cindy,
amputee.
I'll send you some pictures of what I look like naked.
No, listen to me, right?
And that's what a dude is supposed to look
what
like.
What I think is happening there.
And no
don't,
weird
don't
freaky
say quads,
hair.
All right? Because I can stiffen my legs out. I got a set of thighs on me. All right?
I got no definition.
Sometimes I do. I have not been working out.
You got no definition.
I got a tennis elbow. I gotta fucking rest it, man.
You got a tennis knee? Do some squats, bro.
Yeah, you're probably right. Some I should probably do something. Whatever, man. But listen, what I think is happening with my wife, when she says that she likes the hair on me, I think it's like, imagine dating a girl. All right, imagine you're with Steph.
Okay.
You love her so much.
Sure.
One day, some freak accident happens. She loses an arm. She's now an amputee.
Okay.
One day, you get a little froggy, and you say something dumb like, I don't know, I kind of like the one arm look to make her feel better.
Yeah, sure.
That's kind of, I think, what's happening here is, like, she loves me.
Yeah.
The hair is not a benefit.
Nope.
But she loves me. And so she says things like, no, don't shave. I like the hair because she wants me to feel good. I think I'm the amputee in this situation.
You are the amputee.
I'm the amputee. She's going, hey.
She's the adoring wife, your husband.
Better looking with one arm.
Yeah.
That's what's happening
really,
to me.
She would love a dude with two arms to fuck
like,
her.
Yeah. Like, if she had a dude that was... real slick like a hot dog.
If Hugh Jackman was coming out of the fucking
water.
Well,
Hugh Jackman's got some hair on him.
Yeah, but that's beautiful hair.
It is beautiful. I want to be jacked like Hugh Jackman, bro.
Dude, just start doing steroids. What do you... I mean, do steroids and work out like a motherfucker. You will look like that.
Yeah. I don't know, but it'll destroy your endocrine system, right? See, that's what I'm waiting
for.
Fuck
your endocrine system.
I'm very much like Rogan in the idea that like once I get to a certain age...
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I told Stephanie this... I said, once I get to, like, 60...
I'm getting fucking juicy, bro.
TRT. Well, the thing is, I look at my dad, and he's still in good shape, so I'm assuming that we... And I still, like...
It's going to keep going for a while.
Obviously, I got enough, like, testosterone to be jacking off in the middle of the night. You know, I'm
still
I'm
rubbing
raging.
That hog in the middle of the night. You can't even... Your dick can't even wait for you to wake
3
up.
3 a.m. on rock hard.
It's demanding that it gets touched.
I was jacking off for 6
that's
hours.
That's the witching hour, dude. 3 a.m., that's the witching hour, and you're out here rubbing your dick. No wonder the sleep paralysis demons don't fuck with you. They show up in your room, and they're like, ugh, what the?
Stay
is
away
he
from
jacking
Jay.
Off? He's got to be. Jay. He's not awake. Oh,
he'll
he's
butt
just
fuck
jacking
you.
Off, man. Well, my
Jay's
dad,
an animal. We're demons, but that guy's a savage.
My dad is I think 50, and he came over to my house the other day, and he hops up on my chin-up bar, and he's doing the wide grip behind the head chin-ups. Boom, boom,
you look like
boom,
Mr.
Boom.
T in Rocky III,
and he just
right?
did, but he's also like 5'1".
He's got no weight.
But I've had that argument with him before, and you know what he did?
Yeah.
He's got a belt with some rope, and he straps up a couple of 45-pound plates.
That's
bangs
what my
out
dad
the same
used
number.
To do, yeah.
Bangs out the same number.
My dad used to do that. How old's your dad?
About 50.
My dad's older than that. But yeah, he's still in good shape. But I remember when he was old, yeah, like in the 90s, he would take like a belt and he'd put like 235-pound weights and just
boom,
bang
boom.
Out dips all day.
I was at my apartment one time and my dad fucking comes over
ask
my
him,
house.
Like, hey, Pop, you still get erections?
He probably still gets boners. Yeah, he still fucks. He's got a new chick. So he there gets a, he's got a, I had a seat in my old apartment. It had arms on it, right? So he has a couple of drinks in him.
And he does some like Russian, like, well, fucking thing or like that. And then his legs like lift up.
That's exactly what he did. He puts his palms on the thing, pushes himself up, then proceeds to cross his legs, bring them behind
him.
He's
doing old guy feats of strength.
Right? Old guy, I couldn't do it now. Brings his feet behind him, misses the back of the chair.
Because
so
you're the guy with the one arm.
A little bit of clearance. And then goes into a handstand position, pops off with a twist, and lands on his feet. Disrespects me in my own fucking home.
Gets on the chair, side aerials off.
In front of my girlfriend at the time. You fucking piece of shit, Pops. How dare you? How dare you disrespect
me? He's rock hard while doing this.
You know what's funny is my sister the other day, she goes, hey, I listened to the pre-show thing that you did. What do you mean you barely have siblings?
I saw that. I was like, oh, shit.
I went and I messaged her. I was like, well, you see, you were raised with my brother and my sister, and I was raised as a single child. And I gave her this whole spiel, and she's like, you fucking idiot. I was just kidding.
Siblings are so, like...
strange.
Because it's another... You know what I'm trying to do less and less is worry. Mm. And the more siblings and more, like, family
the more,
you have,
you have
more
to worry
friends,
about.
You got
to
worry about them.
Yeah.
Like, kids scare the shit out of me. Like, Jack. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid for Jack because I'm like, oh, he hasn't had love. He hasn't had his heart broke.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't been punched in the face yet.
He hasn't been beat up
yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't experimented with drugs or drinking yet. All that stuff is coming.
I had to have such a weird conversation with him where he's like afraid of the dark, and I'm trying to tell him because he runs, it's daytime. He goes upstairs to his room to get something.
Dude, in your apartment complex,
I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him.
Be afraid of the dark because you don't know what's...
Crackheads.
You don't know what's lingering
around. I'm pretty sure another crackhead died in the stairwell the other day. But, because it was taped off, of course.
Crackheads. Do crackhead shit.
But he comes downstairs. He runs downstairs because he's afraid of the dark. And I try to explain to him. Imagine me trying to explain to a 5-year-old the concept of if you run away from the dark, your brain will then associate any negativity or fear with the idea that you should run.
So you got to show him. So you got to go up there when it's dark, and then you got to come down.
I did.
Like,
I went in the fucking
thing. But what
thing.
If you went up there and you fell down the stairs?
Or whatever, went up there and there was. I thought about it.
And then you broke your fucking neck. You're like, Jack.
You should have ran.
Jack,
I should have ran.
Call the hospital.
Well, I this is how much of a child I am.
He's like, I tried telling you.
Well, this is how much of a child I am is I walk upstairs with him to show him there's nothing hiding in the closet. And when I do think for a second.
I think all
the
time.
What if I pulled the closet door open and there was a giant greasy demon just standing there
after
rock
that
hard boner
after that goddamn sleep paralysis show? I'm always having to like jack myself up before I go in the middle of the night.
Yep. Dude, I'm still worried.
I'll open the door and I'm like, God damn it, somebody didn't put the night light on in the kitchen.
Where's the fucking... I need a night light. Well, now I need the bathroom light on so that it shines in the hallway so he can see it from his door.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has to go to the bathroom.
There's
he's not so scared.
Much that
it makes
he
me
has
feel
to...
good that it's on too, though.
Yeah, of
I do
course.
Feel a little bit better that Dude, I can look out into the hallway and see a light on.
But there's so much that has to happen in his life that you got to hope, man, that it's like he smokes weed and goes, oh, this is good. But I wonder what heroin's like.
God.
I mean, there's that. And you just got to hope you raise him well enough that he's not going to, like, go to jail or, like, rape somebody.
Yeah.
You got to hope that you raise a good human being.
Yeah,
that's
Drake
scary,
has a line.
Bro.
He was like, my dad
Drake's
said,
kid doesn't look real.
You better make some money, not die or go to prison. So you see, I got rich and stayed free. And I'm like, those are my dad when I was younger. Was very much like, don't go to prison. Like, he said it so often in the times that we would hang out that I thought it was going to be a much harder thing to do was to avoid prison time. I thought that prison was certainly something.
I thought I was a Teflon Don for a while because if I got locked up for the stuff that I really did and I got caught, I'd still be in prison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
The barrel of a long
the
time.
The fucking... near misses, the dodges, the things that could have landed you in prison as a young man full of testosterone.
And then I would have been
an
that guy.
Young man.
And then I would have been that guy in like the fucking
in
hold my pocket.
Yeah, hold my pocket, motherfucker. It would have been no podcast for you. There was a lot of things coming up that I thought were going to be much more common than they are. And I saw a post the other day that was like, anybody else grow up thinking that like quicksand was going to be way bigger of a deal than it actually
is. I thought quicksand was there was, yeah. I was like, I gotta be careful. I gotta definitely gotta avoid quicksand.
Definitely gotta watch out for my son's in the back seat the other day.
Never seen quicksand.
And he goes, hey, why don't we take a shortcut? And
quicksand,
I'm like,
can't do it.
There's no shortcut to where we're going. We're on the appropriate road. And then I realized like, oh, this fucking kid thinks that shortcuts are a thing that are going to happen all the time. Like, because he sees it on his shows.
Yeah.
Everybody's always like, let's take the shortcut.
I should be able to dive through a portal and then...
Yeah, everywhere you go...
Maybe when he's older,
there's a shortcut
actual,
there.
There's actual possibility.
I mean, maybe. Who knows, right? Maybe we'll get those Elon Musk tubes and get vacuum sucked into fucking Korea
fucking
real quick.
Awesome.
That would be pretty dope. I wouldn't be mad at that.
So let's end on that. That's good.
Yeah?
All right.
Getting vacuum sucked to Korea?
Guys, thank you. Thank you for listening.
To Cobra and Bond.
Love you guys very much. And if you guys could just do us a favor, share this, like, subscribe on YouTube, do that whole shebang. And when we get to that $100 million contract
Ooh,
from Spotify,
that's right.
Guess who's getting a piece? Everybody who liked, subscribed, and shared.
Now,
so
how much
do
of a
that
piece?
For us.
That's for another episode.
We'll give you stock. How
we'll
about that?
We'll give you stock. There you
stock.
Go.
Stock sounds
It'll
better.
It'll be worth something
we'll keep
one day.
The 100,000, the 100 million. You guys get the stock. Everybody's happy.
Win-win.
So, this was episode 15 of Dave and Jay vs. the World. I'm Jay. He's Dave.
True.
And we're out.
Dave and Jay vs. the World.